or go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Former Vice President Mike Pence on CBS's Face the Nation on why he refused to do what Donald Trump asked him to do on January 6th.
President Trump was wrong. He was wrong then, he's wrong now. I had no right to overturn the election.
John Lauro, Trump's attorney in the January 6th case, tells CBS he plans to challenge Mike Pence.
The reason why Vice President Pence will be so important to the defense, he agrees that John Eastman, who gave legal advice to President Trump, was an esteemed legal scholar. Number two, he agrees that there were election irregularities, fraud, unlawful actions at the state level.
How do Republicans view the latest charges against former President Trump in the January 6th case?
Most Republicans, 7 in 10 of them, see the latest indictment as politically motivated. And they feel the series of indictments against Trump are also personal. And 86% of Republicans think these indictments are an attempt to stop Trump's 2024 presidential campaign.
Jennifer DePinto is CBS's Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys. Former Trump Attorney General Bill Barr tells CBS the investigation of President Biden's son Hunter into willful failure to pay federal income tax cannot be ignored now that a plea deal has dissolved.
Things can be shameful without being illegal. I think it's grotesque, the cashing in on the office like that, apparently. But it has to be investigated as to whether there was a crime there.
The U.S. women didn't win at the World Cup, but their coach is still mighty proud of them.
Showed the grit, the resilience, the fight, the bravery. They showed everything that we could to win the game. And unfortunately, soccer can be cruel sometimes.
The women's team lost to Sweden 5-4. Sweden will go on to play Japan. Pope Francis has wrapped up his trip to Portugal, where he presided over World Youth Day with an open-air mass.
Francis told them, as young people, you want to change the world, and it is good that you want to change the world and work for justice and peace.
CBS's Chris Livesay in Portugal. Young people around the world continue to flock to the theaters to see the main attraction, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie. Hey. She's so cool.
In just 3 weeks in the theaters, Barbie has crossed the $1 billion mark in global ticket sales, breaking a record for female directors that was previously held by Patty Jenkins. Barbie, which was directed and written by Greta Gerwig, added another $53 million from more than 4,000 locations in North America alone this weekend. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report finds almost three-quarters of young people believe gun violence is a problem in the United States. Joe Ullery reports.
Wyatt Russell with American University says this generation, raised in an era when mass shootings are common, says school safety is a major concern and is associated with negative mental health outcomes.
The average young person knows at least one other person who's been injured or killed by a gun. We've seen an astonishingly high 25% of youth have been in an active shooter lockdown, not a drill, a lockdown.
A study from the Kaiser Family Foundation also found that gun violence was the leading cause of death for kids in 2020 and 2021, the highest rate among large wealthy nations. Opponents of stricter gun laws cite concerns about personal freedom and self-defense. Russell notes the survey found that a young person's access to guns, identification with gun culture, and exposure to media relating to guns correlated with support for male supremacy, belief that the Second Amendment gives individuals the right to overthrow the government, higher levels of racial resentment, and post-traumatic stress disorders.
We're working to develop some inoculation strategies to help young people stop harmful mis and disinformation, conspiratorial thinking, and supremacist ideologies that can influence gun violence.
Researchers polled a nationally representative sample of more than 4,100 people, ages 14 to 30. I'm Joe Ullary. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I hope your drive to work is good. What's up, Earl?
What's going on, Gilbert? Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show and Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. You know, Gilbert, man, beautiful weather outside right now.
Man, it sure was, man. I was cutting grass all day yesterday. All day.
Well, you know, it takes you all day to cut, you know, your grass. It takes me about 20 minutes to cut mine. What's going on, man? What's the difference?
What you talking about, man? You know, it take you 20 minutes because you just zip through it and don't even care what it is.
Well, it's because I don't have acres to cut.
Well, hey, at least you got something to cut, right? And it's yawns.
Hey, man, you know, man. Before we get started, man, congratulations to a couple of buddies of yours and mine. Dr. George Kuntz.
Dr. George Kuntz. We call him Kuntz.
Horicon Bank names Dr. George Kuntz as director. Horicon Bank announced the appointment of Dr. George Kuntz to its board of directors. Kuntz serves as senior vice president of the university relations for Marion College in Fond du Lac. After earning his doctorate from Marquette University, Kuntz was instrumental in creating Marion University's first interdisciplinary studies degree for disadvantaged students. He also served as a board member of several prominent organizations, including the Green Bay Packers, the Nature Conservatory, and Ascension Healthcare. You know, Gilbert, is it safe to say that when you played, Dr. Kuntz might have been one of the smartest of all the players during your time?
I wouldn't. No.
No, okay. No, we ain't gonna go
the smartest. Yeah. I wouldn't say the smartest.
Yeah, but he was up
there. He was in the top five.
Yeah, you know, he's a brilliant guy.
Brilliant on the field and brilliant off. Just a impeccable human being.
Yeah, I mean, no question, man. You know, he is, and his feet are still firmly planted on the ground.
Yes.
No ego, he's still, right?
I tell you, him and Leroy Butler are two of the funniest human beings you ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Ever. And when them boys go against each other, oh my God, if your side is not busted open, something wrong with you.
And we also have to thank Leroy Butler.
Leroy, he's Frenchy.
He's Frenchy?
He Frenchy. That's French. Leroy.
Hey, Leroy. When he's in Wisconsin. Otherwise, when he's in Florida, he's back Leroy.
Leroy. They lean on the Leroy.
Yeah. Well, he's been elevated, man, to the board of directors of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, he's on the board now, man. We got the shareholders elected him on the board, so I'm excited for him as well. Them two brothers, man, like I say, they are doing things that I wish I could do. You know what I'm saying? And they both deserve it. And we got to get old George Kuntz in that Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame, though. You know, Leroy on Hall of Fame on both NFL and Green Bay Packers. We need to get George in the Hall of Fame.
You know,
along with my man Sterling Sharp.
You know, but the thing that I know about Leroy is, man, there's just no better guy around, right? I mean, he's just as natural a guy, man. No, nobody will say anything negative about him, will they?
No, because he carries himself.
Just like an average guy, man.
Yeah. He will stop, and I have seen him. Sometimes he takes the time. This is what's unique about Leroy. He'll get a stack of his football cards. He will take the time to sign every one and put them in his pocket. And while he's walking around or he sees some kid or some kid's birthday or whatever, he gives it to the kid. I mean, that shows me what I need to do. Lead by example, not by running off at the mouth. Well, that's what he
does. Well, that's easy to do, man. Next time you come here, do what he did. He brought a bunch of goodies. He brought a bunch of signed, you know, photos of himself. He brought a signed bobblehead, you know. Mm-hmm. I think he brought a season's ticket to or maybe that's going a little
Earl, all that's Earl, all that stuff costs money. All that stuff costs money. And until I get that gold jacket, all you gonna get is a handshake.
Hey, man. All right, man. Let's get at it. So Gilbert, I wanted to talk about, you know, Jordan Love, man. And if things are just starting to sound like when several weeks ago, President Mike Murphy had this to say about Jordan Love. Where is it at? I got it somewhere. And he basically said that Jordan Love has 5 days to be able to half the season, the middle of the season, to be able to show his whether or not he is going to be the man. Half the season, by that period of time, I guess there's a growth that they're expecting to see from him that will let them know whether or not he is their quarterback of the future. Is that fair?
I'm going to tell you this, man. I like Mike Murphy. Mark Murphy. I do.
Yeah, he's getting ready to retire.
That's not his lane. That's not his lane. That is not his lane. That is something for the pretty boy, LaFleur. That's his name? LaFleur, to say. But here's the thing, man. When Brett Favre took over the helm, they didn't say that about him. When Aaron Rodgers took over the helm, they didn't say that about him. You gotta see, man. They're stacking up things to put it all on him. I mean, Jordan Love, he fighting against the team, and he fighting against the fans. When we all should just let this kid play football, lay as it lay. You know what I'm saying? The team is on his back about you got half a season. We went out and drafted a quarterback. We went out and got the best quarterback in the USFL behind you. That's putting pressure on him. I mean, it's how he's going to handle it. But then you got the fans. You ain't going to be as good as Aaron Rodgers. We don't know what's going on with you. You is unproven. That kid is in the middle of all this stuff, and he gonna need.
Well, so let me ask you this, because some people will say, and rightly so, "Hey, this is his fourth year."
Same with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers took 4 or 5 behind Brett Favre.
Okay,
what is that? What is that gonna do?
Well, I guess
that's not a great.
I guess what
that's what we do,
Gilbert. I guess what they're saying is there are a lot of young quarterbacks who got drafted out of college and they threw them right to the wolves.
A lot of them didn't have Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback. You see what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers is our starting quarterback for 4 years. He ain't beating Aaron Rodgers out. All these other clowns got dudes from our out of the stands playing their starting quarterback before they took over.
So all offseason, the Green Bay Packers preached patience with new starting quarterback Jordan Love. That was the mantra with everyone from general manager Brian Gutekunst to coach Matt LaFleur and even some players. Patience now has a timeline, at least for now, at least for how long it might take to find out whether Love can extend the Packers' 30-year run of MVP-level quarterback play from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't think they should be expecting him to extend that. Comparing a little bit to Aaron's first year as a starter, yay. I'd say at least half a season to know, Packers president Mike Murphy said Monday. And I think even though we ended up with a losing record that year, but we saw enough of Aaron to know that we had something special. While the Packers were 6-10 in Rodgers' first season as a starter in 2008, halfway through the season, the team has seen enough for him to warrant a contract extension. Rodgers threw for more than 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns that season. Love already had his rookie contract extended this offseason. So I get it, Gilbert. Everybody knows the Packers, and I was looking at their starting offense, and 60% of their starting offense is going to be new. So how can you... You know, you can't expect them to do much of anything.
Yeah, because you got to also remember the greatest quarterback that we had last year even struggled with this unit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, this receiving core, he struggled with them. And it wasn't because of, you know, half the time it wasn't because of him. It was because they wasn't in the positions right. where they needed to be. So you got to remember all this when you're putting all this pressure on this young cat. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got now we gotta hope that Jordan Love has a head on their shoulders where he's gonna be able. He's gonna be able to catch the world.
Hey, Gilbert, not only is he getting pressure, from ownership, from the coaches, he's gonna get pressure from the fans. And he was going to get that anyway because, and I don't care what he does or how far he goes, they loved Aaron Rodgers all those years. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He can never be that.
No, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's a totally different quarterback. But you got to remember Aaron Rodgers day one, and we definitely going to remember Jordan Love day one.
Listen, got to go to a break. CJ, I see you. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up but later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave diggers in full effect. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Good morning, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. And it makes me nervous when you, the only grave digger I'd like to meet, and that's Gilbert Brown.
I like that one. I like that one.
Well, I really enjoy you guys, your talks. I can't wait to see this kid play. I am so excited for this kid. I hope the Packers fans give him some time. Just remember, Aaron Rodgers sat back and watched Brett Favre, and he learned a lot. And a lot of the way he played, and this kid is going to be talented, he's going to be fast, and he's got a rifle. So I can't wait for it.
Yeah, let me say this to you, man. He does have a rifle. But, you know, it's, you know, when you follow Aaron Rodgers, one of the best arms in the history of football, you know, and you got to try to compare his rifle to Aaron Rodgers' rifle, a whole different kind of thing. But here's what I will say to you is, you know, people aren't going to be patient. They want to win. And the Packers have a history of winning. And so they expect to win. And that's where I think, Gilbert, I think that's where we're going to wind up having these issues.
Yeah, I believe so, Earl. I mean, you know, we got to give the love train a chance, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't derail the train before it get out the station. God damn, man.
So let's say they start off, 1-4. Not say I don't know what the schedule is like, but 1-4. You think people are gonna have patience? They're gonna be calling for his head, man.
I mean, you got some fans that understand, and you got some fans that don't. You got some fans that know the game, you got some fans that don't. You know what I'm saying? But if we start out, knowing coming into this season that we're gonna struggle, we gotta understand that. We're not used to struggling. You know what I'm saying? Ever since 92, 93, when Brett and Reggie came in, that started something that lived
unmatched in football.
Yeah. Now it's our turn to understand what the real world looks like. You see what I'm saying? We've been in la la land. Now it's time for us to see what the real world looks like. And that looks like we are starting over with a new quarterback.
Gilbert.
A whole new team.
Gilbert,
they don't call it a rebuild.
I know, but Gilbert, you trying to tell the Lambeau Field, the Green Bay Packer mystique.
Packer Nation.
Packer Nation that hasn't had to see that struggle. They forgot Scott Hunter now.
They forgot the 30 years before.
Hey, you said 30 years before.
It was 30 years before that we busted great.
Man, it was a long time.
Yeah, that's why when 96 came, 95 came around, and we went up there and beat Frisco in the head, and everybody started watching us, and 96 came around, we won the Super Bowl. That started something. It started a whole new Green Bay Packer mystique.
So, Gilbert, people watch Green Bay even during that 30 years because I watched them.
Oh, yeah. We got a fan base that ain't unmatched.
And they got used to the Scott Hunter quarterbacks and that kind of stuff. And then once you guys turned all that around, they got used to
Brett Favre.
But football.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but football, I mean, Dallas Cowboys used to be like the Packers, where they had that great run in the 60s, and then it was a lot of years in between. But that's football, right?
Then the 90s came with Troy Aikman and them, and they looking for it again.
Right, right.
Just like Frisco, just like San Francisco. They was on top. Now they looking for it again.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. You can't, and if you're fortunate enough to be able to hang around and get and be looked at like that for 30 years, man, that's the minority. That's not the majority of football teams, right?
Right, because look at the emergence of the Detroit Lions. They ain't won none since 55, somewhere in there.
Man. I know, man.
They've been the bottom of the barrel, licking the bottom of the barrel forever.
Yeah.
Now that lion is peeking his head out that barrel looking for something to eat.
But Gilbert, and that all has to do with the people in charge, because when you finish low every year like the Lions have, they've had a lot of first-round draft choices. They just didn't have they weren't picking the right players.
Yeah, you can't pick one and think it's going to do it. You got to pick 11 to win.
Yeah, but if you get the first round picks year after year after year after year, and the Lions have been getting that, for all the
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Charges against former President Trump are piling up with his latest arraignment, this time in connection with efforts to overturn the 2020 election. On CBS's Face the Nation, Major Garrett asked defense attorney John Lauro,
is there any condition under which the former president of the United States, your client, would accept a plea deal on these January 6th charges?
No.
Soccer fans celebrated in Melbourne, Australia, as Sweden beat the United States 5-4 at the Women's World Cup. But this U.S. fan called the loss devastating.
We tried so hard, we just couldn't finish. And if you're not going to score goals, you're not going to win.
Sweden's next match will be against Japan. Pope Francis has ended his tour of Portugal with an open-air mass to mark World Youth Day. An estimated 1.5 million people camped out overnight on a vast field in Portugal in order to attend the Pope's Mass. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been laughing and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke.
All right, welcome back. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, and Gilbert Calvin is hooking you up.
Calvin is that Monday morning DJ, boy. You don't need no coffee. You don't need no coffee when Calvin on the wheels of steel. Got it.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 as we get closer to the football season. And I want to make this announcement. You know, radio station WRJN, Civic Media radio station in Racine, 99.9 FM, and Kenosha 98.1 FM, where you'll be able to hear the Green Bay Packers, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Brewers. Ooh. Man, we're doing pretty good.
Moving up in the world, ain't we?
Absolutely, man. Let's do this. Let's go to the Northwoods and Terry. Hey, good morning to you, Terry. How you doing? You say what?
I say good morning, fellas. Gilbert, Earl.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Gil. I don't agree with this 8-game or 9-game deal with Jordan Love either. That's putting, like you say, guys, extra pressure on him. He doesn't need that. I mean, you laid it all out, Gilbert. He's got enough to deal with anyway without getting the rug pulled out from underneath him 8 games or 9 games into the damn season.
Oh, my God.
And I got another point here. Go ahead, Gilbert. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. I'm agreeing with you, brother.
Yep. And then last week's show, guys, quickly, I agree with you paying college athletes, Gilbert. Okay, got that out of the way. Third point is, here's some more obscure quarterbacks. Jim Delgazzo, John Adel, Rich Campbell, Scott Hunter.
repeat that again.
Obscure quarterbacks Packers had over the years. Jim Delgazzo, 1972. Oh, that was Scott Hunter's year, too, 72. Rich Campbell, 81. When he got there, John Hadle was 74, I believe. They made that trade with the Rams to get John Hadle.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, they had some guys, man, average guys at quarterback before they wound up with the two Pro Bowl quarterbacks. Thank you very much for the call, man. Appreciate it. Gilbert, you say what, man?
Man, I love me some John Hadle now. He just passed away here not too long ago. He's KU standout.
Yeah, it was San Diego's way, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, let's look at that. You got Bart Starr, and it's a shame that you got Bart Starr. Nobody says nothing till you get to Brett Favre. How many years is that?
Yeah, that's good. Man, that's a lot of years, man.
But listen, you got Brett Favre that took over in 92, I believe, until 2022. We had two of the best quarterbacks. How many years is that? You see what I'm saying? So now all that pressure is dropped in Jordan Love's lap.
You know, Gilbert, when they say that he's got these 8 games, I'm looking at the schedule. And, you know, Chicago Bears, New England Patriots, Cincinnati Bengals, Seahawks, Chicago Bears again, Atlanta Falcons. I mean, I'm not saying they can't, New Orleans Saints. Detroit Lions. I mean, you know, those are some pretty tough defensive teams, right?
Yeah, them teams are not slouches. Them teams are not slouches.
And they got points to prove.
Yeah, did you say Joe Burrow's and company in that,
yeah,
in that
man.
Group?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got, I mean, it's going to be, you know, they like to say the matchup of the quarterbacks, Joe Burrow versus Jordan Love. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but come on, man. You know, I mean, and that can't be the way it is. Cincinnati.
Justin Fields versus Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's gonna be a good matchup, man.
Yeah, well, you know, the difference is the other team.
Heat's been on Justin, what's his name? Justin Fields. Smith?
Justin Fields,
I'm sorry. He's Chicago.
Yeah, it's only been a couple of years. He only been in the league.
But the Heat's been on him to perform. But that's Chicago though. That Heat would come to Green Bay and they would kick Jordan Love off the love.
So let's go here, Gilbert. Because we talked a little bit about running backs, and the fact that running backs, you know. It's kind of like they're the stepchild. And I remember when running backs were the cream of the crop in the NFL. And everybody had to have a star running back, and they paid the star running back because the game was different. But today, I'm looking at Jonathan Taylor of Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, he's making $4.3 million ending his rookie contract. Jonathan Taylor, if you haven't seen him, he's a battering ram. He's fast. He's big and strong. Former Badger running back, big and strong. You know, just a hell of a running back. And he's saying, hey, wait a minute, man. You know, I'm kind of leading the league in all of these things. I'm making $4.6 million in year four, man. Can I get paid some more money? And the coach and the owner, Irsay, who's been there forever, said, wait a minute, man. You already got a contract. You know, Gilbert. So when you sign a contract early on, and you see, I mean, he's carried the ball 1,700 carries. So, but Gilbert, and you see, you know, what's happening with these guys. And you say, oh, he's better than what we thought he was. And you're the owner. And you're saying, I don't want to lose Gilbert. We need him. He's a big part of our team. But he ain't got, we can't give him no more money. That's, how does,
you know,
We're talking about team ball, Gilbert. We're talking about, I'm selling my soul for the team. And then you turn around and kick me in the teeth and say, well, you know, you got a contract.
I love to compare football to the real world sometimes. You know, like I told you before, a lady come up to me and ask me why you ain't got your Packer shirt on. And I usually say, if you worked at Burger King, would you walk around and throw Burger King work every day? You know what I'm saying? So then you turn it like this. You would say, as an employee, we keep putting all this work on you. We keep giving you these extra jobs. We keep giving you all this stuff. And you realize that. And you're like, hey, man, y'all giving me all this work for the same pay when I'm performing above and beyond the next man.
Right.
I need to be paid what I'm worth. I'm putting my body. He's been reading the Clippers just like the ownership has been reading the Clippers. The expectancy for an NFL running back is not for long. NFL, right. Not for long. You see what I'm saying? So he got to get his payment while he can. And everybody else is going to try to hold you down because we don't want to lose them or we don't want to give you all this money because we're going to turn around and get another guy. Man, you got to give people what they're worth, man. Period.
Well, here's another guy. Jerry Jones comments Whoa. About Zach Martin. Zach Martin is a starting offensive tackle. All pro.
We are expendable. Before you say anything. Linemen are expendable, but go ahead.
Not good left tackles, Gilbert.
Linemen are expendable. Go ahead.
Linemen.
What about the fly out your mouth? What I'm trying to say. Go ahead.
Left tackles are the second highest paid athlete in NFL football.
Uh-huh.
Offensive tackles. So. Cowboys' stance on Martin, not about precedent. Martin is a starting left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. He didn't allow one sack all last year. He played in all the games. He's played now for 5 years, Gilbert. He was a first round pick. So he's been in the league 6 years. And four of those years he's been all pro. And mm-hmm. and so he's making $14 million a year, and he said, hey, wait a minute. I got two more years. I want an extension. You know what Jerry Jones told him?
What's that?
He basically said, I don't give a rip about you being all pro 5 years. We got a contract, and you've been well, we're fine with all of that, but all this stuff you're talking about, hey, your name is on a contract.
Lip service.
Yeah. And he holding out, and Jerry Jones said, well, it's costing you, it's already cost you $250,000 in fines. You stay out there, even when you come back, you still going to pay them fines. That's all pro cat, man. He ain't allowed no sacks. And Jerry Jones made it clear. It's not about precedent. It's about facts, Jones said. We need the money to pay Michael Parsons. We need the money to pay the players that we got to pay in the future. It's a fact. It's not even a philosophy. It's just a fact. Those dollars are there, and we have this at this level. And if you redid all the contracts, then you never could put a roster together. In other words, I don't care how good you are, man. We know how good you are, but we can't help you.
They need the money to pay for that big TV. They need the money to pay for that big TV they got in the joint.
I know, man.
But look, man. It's like this, though, Earl. I mean, everybody can't do that because they ain't got no weight. This cat got weight.
Who, Jerry Jones? Oh, you're talking about this offensive lineman.
Yeah, he got weight, dog. You see what I'm saying? If he ain't gave, and you understand who he was going against all last year, he ain't give up a sack?
No, he didn't give up a sack.
If I was Dak Prescott, I would go walk up on that fool's door
and give him some of your money.
And say, man, hey, take some money out of my check.
Yep. I mean.
He ain't keeping me alive out there while you sitting over there rubbing and smoozing with the people in the thing. This dude's keeping my backside alive. Go, and that's the thing. Go fight for your boys, man. Go fight for your boys, Dak.
Yeah, because he just got his.
Go out there. Yeah, you got yours. Go fight for your boys. Or say, hey, man, you know what? Dip into mine a little bit because this cat right here.
So, Gilbert, let me ask you. So how will that offensive lineman not ever see it or feel that way again, the way he's felt over these last 5 years? I mean, he's a pro. He's going to go out there and play just as hard. But he's never going to forget what Jerry Jones said to him, is he?
No, he's not, man. Because see, Jerry Jones don't realize that a player really takes what the owner says because the owner is the buck stop.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And he's going to listen to that. And if he ever gets free, and Jerry Jones comes to call him, but another team's going to say, man, we'll give you a dollar more because we know you're going to get out of there.
Right.
I holler. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what Jerry Jones is saying, Gilbert, is we're fine. Thank you for everything you've done, but we haven't won a Super Bowl. This is what he said to him. And with all that's going on, even with you doing all this, we haven't won a Super Bowl. Is that the right thing? I mean, how does that player take that?
It gotta hurt, you know. Yeah, you know how they say it's that locker room talk that they put on the board. Or, right. You know, we're gonna give you some cream puffs. We're gonna do this, that, and the other. Come on, man.
Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up,
cause you know about to rip.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby.
Hey.
Too low-ed up, so get over crazy.
Hey, man, where can we find that?
Unfadable, so please don't try to.
You know that one look like.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As all under the helmet with the Gravedigger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Gilbert, man, you can smell it in the air.
Mm.
It's just around the corner. It's just around the corner, man.
It's getting there.
You know,
it's
man.
Summertime.
Huh?
Summertime about to be over.
Yeah, you know.
All in the air.
You kind of hate to trade off. You kind of hate to trade off the summer for football. But if you have to let it go.
You got to let it go for something.
Yeah. Man, got to let it go.
Let it go for something.
You know, man.
Hey, Earl. What? Earl. Let's talk about this fight, man. You keep avoiding it, man. I've been waiting on you to talk about this fight,
wasn't
man.
It wasn't a fight, man. It was a bludgeoning. It was one guy beating up another guy. And
blood came to work, didn't it?
Man. You know, it was, man, that was one of the most hyped fights.
Oh my God. The century fight.
Yeah. Well, more than century. And and so, you know, as a fight fan, as an avid fight fan, and I have been all of my life, I was all excited and hyped up about this fight, man, you know. And the difference is, in the old times, they used to have the undercards were good, Gilbert. They had great fights all the way through.
Yeah.
But this time around, you know, you only got one. You sit around, wait for one. At least they didn't wait till midnight before they started showing it.
I was hoping to see a Thomas Hitman Hearn
Sugar
versus
Ray.
Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
No, that one with Hitman, Hearns, and Hagler, unmatched.
Well, that's where they played
it up.
Boys
went at it.
Let me ask you something, man. Did you ever do pro wrestling? Did you ever think about getting into pro wrestling?
Everybody think they can do something till they do it. Yeah.
Did you ever try it?
I did a couple of wrestling matches. I did one in Milwaukee with remember Steve McMichael, Mungo McMichael?
Yeah, who's
part of the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead. You was what you was
yeah, about who's on his deathbed?
Fighting the ALS.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
oh my God. I keep praying for him every day.
Yeah.
Good man.
But you did try it.
Yeah, me and him did something in one of them stadiums in Milwaukee, man. It was all right till we got to the back and I asked, man, where the ice bucket at? What an ice bucket.
Hey, Gilbert, is that stuff, is it that rough?
Man, people don't realize how long, like in boxing, people don't realize how long 3 minutes is.
I know. And it's just
when a dude tapping you on your face.
Hey, Gilbert, and you can't call timeout.
No, no, wait, bro. That hit, no.
But so those wrestlers are great athletes.
Oh my God, man. Don't get it twisted. If they say it's scripted or not, going for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, them cats gotta be in shape, man. And I, you know, I mean, I hung out with Ric Flair before. He'll tell you, man, you gotta work out at least once a day. You got to.
Yeah,
well, because of the pounding, the roll, and all that stuff, it catches up with you.
But them cats can take steroids, and you know, pro athletes can't.
All right, now they're gonna come in and DDT you on that radio saying, you know, hey, I ain't talking about them boys like that.
Well, Gilbert, you see, they 300 pounds, 325 pounds, not an ounce of fat on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So yeah, man, that's, you know.
I mean, people do that. I mean, I don't condone it, you know, performance enhancing drugs and all that other stuff, man, to get ahead, you know, until you get caught, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you, man. They make a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, all of them make a lot of money. So, I mean, that money fuels things in your head that you don't need to do.
But when you're talking about, well, we know what wrestling is, man, okay? I mean, you know, when I was a young boy, they had the Crusher. They had Dick the Bruiser, you know.
Hobo Brazil.
Bill Snyder. Well, I mean, I forgot his name. But, yeah, Bobo Brazil. Come on. Hey, how you two know about Bobo Brazil, man? You weren't even around.
You better watch it, man. Hey. I'm a student of sports,
Wilbur,
man.
Wilbur Snyder was his name. Vern Gagne.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, so I watch wrestling, man. It was sports. But I think they probably were a little more real back in those days than now, Gilbert.
I mean, you got athletes, man. You got athletes that were wrestling in college, you know what I'm saying? And we're winning titles in college and NCAA stuff and different things like that. So when they make that transition, a lot of them are either making it into WWE or MMA.
Well, so Reggie Crusher Lazowski with the 14-inch biceps and the beer keg in his belly was great star. And everywhere he went, you know, I mean, clearly wrestling wasn't what it is now.
It's about image. It's about image, man.
Right.
It's been going to image. That's why some of those guys take those drugs. It's because now everybody wants to see the good looking muscle bound guy.
Right.
They don't want to see the old fat, flabby guy with one muscle. You know what I mean?
Fat, flabby guy with one muscle, and that muscle's in the stomach.
I can't talk. I always had a keg, so I can't talk.
Well, you might be talking about me today. But anyway, man.
Day.
Hey, listen, Gil, we got to get out of here. It goes too fast, man.
Hey,
we're a week closer, right? We're a week closer.
Week closer. Congratulations again to George Koontz and Leroy Butler.
And I'll also say again, Racine, 99.9 FM, Kenosha, 98.1 FM, the new homes of the Brewers, Bucks, and Packers, Pacific Media. Gilbert, we'll see you on next Monday.
I see you, my brother. All Calvin, right. Do the thing, Calvin. Do it.
So just chill till the next episode.
Right on.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.